just to prove that we live in Melbourne, where the weather is variable. So a week ago, it was heat, it was bushfire, it was smoke. Over the weekend, of course, it became rain and hail and that 10 to 12 degree drop in temperature when a southerly change comes over. Anyway, more rain is forecast today. Players already been suspended at the outside courts of the Australian Open. Senior meteorologist at the Bureau of Meteorology, Richard Russell, joins us now. Richard, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
So where's the rain falling right now?
Right now, the majority of the heavy rainfall in the Melbourne area is actually around the outer eastern suburbs. But there is some further showers showing up pretty much right through the CBD, the inner northern suburbs as well, as well as down towards the both peninsulas and Phillip Island. But in fact, the heaviest rainfall in the state has been through West Gippsland.
Well, that's good.
Morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a bit into the fire areas, but mostly a bit further west, and also quite a lot of thunderstorm activity up through the north, central, and northern country and mallee parts of the state at the moment.
Which could be bad because it means lightning strikes. Tommy, as I said, I was one of several thousand people who got caught in the hailstorm yesterday. I happened to be taking my daughter to a kids' party out in Templestowe. Any repeat of that on the radar at the moment?
Thankfully, we haven't had any reports of large hail, or that giant hail, in fact, that we saw yesterday. And the dynamics probably don't really support it in Victoria. Certainly, if you watch the news, you've probably already covered it. Canberra got absolutely hit by that sort of hail today, with some widespread damage up there. But for Victoria, no, it's been more heavy rainfall. We've certainly seen some of that, in particular through West Gippsland.
Thank you so much, Richard Russell there, Senior Meteorologist at the Bureau.